This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when both campaigns are struggling to build momentum coming up to the debate, which begins at just a couple of hours from now. The Biden campaign trying to build momentum by releasing a video with an endorsement by a very major Hollywood star. I mean, is that a surprise that a major Hollywood star endorses the Democratic ticket? Well, actually, this is a Hollywood star who has previously been identified as somewhat conservative, as an independent. He previously has spoken at the Republican National Convention. He did so for President George W. Bush when he was running for re-election. We will get to that surprise endorsement. We will also get to the Trump desire to build momentum behind the extremely well-considered and appropriate appointment of Amy Coney Barrett to be the Supreme Court Justice, next Supreme Court Justice in Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. And I do think there are indications that Democrats may fall into a real trap by going after a judge who is admirable, a capable, brilliant, and intensely likable in a way that neither of these two presidential contenders is particularly. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Maybe the polls are right, and there simply are no undecided voters out there. If you are undecided, and you are waiting on the debate to make up your mind one way or the other, well, first of all, you're going to have three other debates, including the vice presidential debate. That's coming up on October 7th. And the debates are now going to be playing out basically one week, then the next week, then the next week. And then there will be two other presidential debates. The second presidential debate will be a town hall format, where I think a lot of experts who follow these things think that President Trump might do particularly well in that format. He likes to have an audience and have a live audience. There's going to be very little in the way of live audience tonight, supposedly 100 people in this arena, where all the questions will be asked and order will be kept to the extent that it is by one guy, Chris Wallace. There is a piece in the New York Times, which is a clever piece about the focus of the debates, and they write the risks for Joe Biden are manifold, meaning there are lots of them. Allies and people who have coached him for past debates fret about his temper and his tendency toward defensiveness when it comes to his own lengthy record. His debate showings during the 2020 primary, ultimately sufficient to win, were often marked by meandering digressions and antiquated references and were rarely, if ever, hailed as command performances. And in Mr. Trump, Vice President Biden faces an asymmetrical antagonist, someone who has no qualms about deploying crudity, insults, distortions, and falsehoods for political advantage. The absence of guardrails is already evident. On Sunday, Mr. Trump demanded that Mr. Biden should have to take some kind of drug test before the debate. Today they were demanding that Joe Biden have an ear inspection before the debate to see if there was some kind of secret speaker planted in his ear. Well, that is not going to happen, and there will not be a drug test. The president's debating anyway. The president, writes the New York Times, who has undertaken less formal debate prep, though today the Trump campaign let it be known that he was preparing together with Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie standing in for Joe Biden. Actually, I'm not sure that's helpful to Trump because both Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie are boisterous, sort of tough, formal debaters. And that has not been the case with Joe Biden. Joe Biden does well in debate. And I think that he showed that during this primary season when he comes across like himself, who, by all accounts, a nice guy. Lanny Davis, former advisor to President Bill Clinton and to Hillary Clinton, and also a friend, he says, for 47 years of Joe Biden's, says his advice to Biden is be yourself. Let people see your real personality. The president, who has undertaken less formal debate prep, has mused with aides about bringing up the complicated business dealings of Mr. Biden's son, Hunter, and the sexual assault accusations of Tara Reid, which have otherwise faded from the campaign. could this be one of those debates where, well, if you go low, we'll go lower? Anything could happen. And I think that's one of the reasons people are talking about this. Apparently, the Biden people have also been very concerned about Trump trying to rattle Biden the same way that he successfully rattled Hillary, sort of by stalking her around the stage. And it's not going to be as easy to do because I think they're both supposed to have formal podia. But again, anything is possible. Concerning Trump's tax returns, the Wall Street Journal had about as good a defense for Trump's tax returns, where it was revealed that for 10 years, he paid nothing in taxes, and then the last 2 years, 2017, when he was president, 2016, those are the last returns they have at the New York Times, he paid $750 each year in federal taxes. The Wall Street Journal writes in an editorial, one fact to note is that the story by the New York Times doesn't assert illegal behavior. The IRS, presumably signed off on the Trump returns, except in one case in which it is disputing a $72.9 million in refund claimed by Mr. Trump. Not only claimed, but received by Mr. Trump. He got $72.9 million in a check from the IRS. This is a fight, writes the Wall Street Journal, rich people have with the IRS all the time, often ending in tax court. I'm sorry, that's simply wrong. You don't all the time have a request for a $72.9 million refund. That's a big refund. That doesn't happen all the time. They write, is it a scandal if Mr. Trump legally exploited the tax code's treatment of chronic business losses to pay little tax? Hardly. Mr. Trump admitted this himself in a 2016 debate. He said, the fact that I pay little taxes, that makes me smart. Congress littered the code with loopholes aimed at assisting real estate businesses, among others. Democrats write a tax code to please their corporate donors, and then they selectively attack CEOs or businesses that use the loopholes. The report's timing is no accident, coming in the final weeks of the campaign, writes the Wall Street Journal, and 2 days before the first presidential debate. Moderator Chris Wallace may feel obliged to ask about it, and Joe Biden will pound away on the claim of low tax payments. The Times says it will have much more such stories in the coming days. They released another one today. And who can doubt it? The press and most of official Washington are all in to defeat Mr. Trump. On this point, the president has made it easier for his opponents. And the Journal is right here, as he often does. Mr. Trump danced his way through the 2016 campaign with promises to release his tax returns, followed by claims that he couldn't do it because of an audit. We advised him to do it in the public interest, but there's no legal obligation for a candidate to release his taxes. However, is there a good way that he can fight back on this other than mentioning Hunter Biden? We will get to that and more, speaking to Doug Schoen, a veteran political pollster at Observer, about what happens next. Coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the big issue regarding Trump's taxes is not going to be what he paid or what he didn't pay or what he did or what he didn't do. It's going to be the tax system itself. And is it fair for people who are living very, very well to pay virtually nothing in taxes? And I think that the overwhelming majority of Americans, including most Republicans, think that, no, it's not really fair, that there are problems with the tax system. And I think that, frankly, if Joe Biden goes in that direction, which would be the most intelligent direction for him to go on this particular issue, Trump might surprise him by agreeing with him. And talking about some kind of radical tax reform, Corey Lewandowski, his former campaign manager, was talking about a flat tax. A flat tax would clear not all, but many of the problems that are have arisen and been publicized and emphasized because of the Trump tax return reporting by the New York Times. By the way, I do think the president's going to have to release at least some information about what he actually paid in taxes. Not enough just to say this is fake news. The not fake news is a an endorsement by a very popular Hollywood celebrity. This is clip number 9, and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, also known as DJ, and I think it's revealing that both Vice President Biden and Senator Harris refer to him as DJ. They put together a video in which The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, announced his endorsement for president. It sounded like this.
Let me start off by saying, guys, I've been a lucky guy over the years in my life and my career to have been part of and participated in some real defining moments. And I have never publicly endorsed a presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate in my life over my career. So I figured let's kick this conversation off this way by me officially publicly endorsing you both to become president and vice president of our great country.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That
means a great deal to us, for real. Thank
really.
You.
Thank you.
You guys are both obviously experienced to lead. You've done great things. Joe, you've had such an incredible career. You've led, in my opinion, with great compassion and heart and drive, but also soul.
And he then talks a little bit about the importance of soul and talks about having recently lost his father, who was also a professional wrestler. And look, I suspect that the that there's certainly no harm in the Rock's endorsement for Biden and Harris. But will this put them across the finish line? What's fascinating to me watching this video, and it's just, look, you can't help it. The Rock is a very, very charismatic presence on screen. He speaks very well. He speaks very clearly, very forcefully. If he were debating Trump tonight, well, that would be interesting, of course. The Rock was talking, you may remember, as recently as 2018. He was talking about running for president himself. And I had suggested he should start with governor of California, where the only time Democrats lose in California recently is when somebody named Schwarzenegger is running against him. And that didn't turn out as well as many Californians had hoped. But could a celebrity like The Rock be a successful candidate if he wanted to run for governor of California, particularly as an independent, given the fact that they now have that top two primary? I think he could. And that could be interesting. Speaking of pop culture and pop culture and politics, Kamala Harris stepped into it just a bit. This is clip number 3. She's speaking in Raleigh, North Carolina, and speaking about Justice Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, the senator from California, the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party, makes a somewhat embarrassing mistake. Listen.
She was part of our culture. Yes, we wear those notorious B.I.G. t-shirts with a lot of pride. Notorious B.I.G.
You gotta come up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Okay, she may well, Kamala Harris, have a Notorious B.I.G. t-shirt. The Notorious B.I.G. was Christopher George Latour Wallace. No, it's not that George Wallace. He's known as Biggie or Biggie Smalls, or his official name was the Notorious B.I.G. And the whole thing about calling Justice Ginsburg, her initials were RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and she sort of took that, I mean, she was this tiny little person. And the Notorious B.I.G. was a great big person. He was assassinated, by the way, at the age of 25. And that was in 1997. So I don't know if she really wants to be associated with a Notorious B.I.G. t-shirt. But she also said this and concluded saying, this is clip four, about the dangers the senator believes of Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court. Listen.
President Trump and his party and Judge Barrett will overturn the Affordable Care Act, and they won't stop there. They have made clear that they want to overturn Roe versus Wade and restrict reproductive rights and freedoms. Judge Barrett has a long record of opposing abortion and reproductive rights. There is no other issue that so disrespects and dishonors the work of Justice Ginsburg's life than undoing the seminal decision in the court's history that made it clear a woman has a right to make decisions about her own body. But that's where President Trump and his party and Judge Barrett are. So let's make it clear where we are. Let's vote for health care. Vote for the Affordable Care Act. Vote as if your life, your choice, depends on it, because it does.
Okay, how will voting for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris stop the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, which is going to be voted on and she will be confirmed before Election Day? What to look for? How could the debate tonight be an epic game changer? We'll talk to veteran political consultant, Fox News contributor Doug Schoen from the left side, coming up on the Medved Show.
In this era of
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is meeting with Republican senators on Tuesday. Barrett meeting with Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz. Cruz was asked if Barrett is confirmed if she should recuse herself from any cases involving the election.
Then the entire reason that the Senate should act promptly to confirm a ninth justice is that the Supreme Court can resolve any cases that arise in the wake of the election. This election is a close contested election. Joe Biden has already stated that if he doesn't win, he intends to contest the legitimacy of the election.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden both arriving in Cleveland within the hour. Both are now finishing up their last-minute debate prep. The debate begins at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
A 90-minute debate tonight is going to be divided into six segments. The segments were selected and identified and listed by the moderator, Chris Wallace. The segments are going to be, not necessarily in this order, the pandemic, the economy, the Supreme Court, the integrity of the election, that's in quotes, the Trump and Biden records, and finally, race and violence in our cities. That might well be the most explosive of the topics, and they may save that for last. The candidates are going to have an unusually long time to answer these questions. It won't be like the Democratic debates where they had 11 people up there and they were limited to sometimes 30-second answers, sometimes one-minute answers. Here, they are given the luxury, the great luxury of two-minute answers. And one thing that a smart debater realizes that is if you can give a crisp, direct, effective answer, and it's much less than 2 minutes, then do it. There are no prizes here for ball control or for time control necessarily. One of the points, of course, there's lots of focus on Chris Wallace, who won rave reviews because in 2016. When he moderated the third debate, the final debate, between Mr. Trump and Hillary Clinton. And the opening round, the first debate, usually attracts the biggest audience and has the greatest impact. And it has the greatest impact partially because it's the first one. You know, you only have so long to make a first impression. And even more than that, Gerald Seib, who we were talking to before, he says it's not just the first part of the debate. It's really the first 30 minutes. And if Joe Biden can outperform expectations and not seem like Sleepy Joe and not seem like he is confused or stumbling or saying crazy things, he's made this mistake several times, I think at least three. He said that 200 million Americans have died from COVID-19. Now, that would be, of course, a majority of the national population, and it's not true. It's 200,000. A mistake like that could be extremely telling for Joe Biden. And you have to know he has been working hard, one assumes, to try to avoid that. And meanwhile, the setting of the debate is also relevant and important. And they write about that in the Wall Street Journal. The setting is in Cleveland, Ohio. And they point out in the Journal, again, a sympathetic newspaper to President Trump, since 1896, Ohioans have sided with the winning White House candidate in all but two elections. It's a pretty amazing record. It's the ultimate bellwether state. Some Democrats feared the state was slipping away from them after Mr. Trump easily won there in 2016. He won by 8.5% of the vote. And Republicans prevailed in most statewide races in 2018, which was otherwise a pretty good year for Democrats elsewhere. The president's operation has dominated the on-the-ground campaign in Ohio. And by the way, he is still favored to win Ohio. Spending $3.4 million on television advertising since May 26th, compared with $1.3 million for Mr. Biden's campaign. So, in other words, they're outspending Biden about 3-1. The president held rallies at two airports there last week, and Vice President Mike Pence also recently visited. Mr. Biden, meanwhile, has traveled far less than Mr. Trump. Everybody knows that during the coronavirus pandemic. The debate in Cleveland will mark Mr. Biden's first visit to Ohio since March, although he does plan to travel Wednesday after the debate across eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania as part of a train tour. Meanwhile, a Quinnipiac University poll out at the end of last week showed a statistical tie among likely voters in Ohio, while a Fox News poll released the same day, that was last Thursday, showed Biden leading Trump among likely voters 50-45. Mr. Biden, they point out at the Journal, is leading in national polls and in several other battleground states. The signs of competition for Ohio's 18 electoral votes show the president is lagging behind Mr. Biden in other Great Lakes states he won in 2016, and could complicate his path to the 270 electoral votes needed to win. One of the recent polls in Wisconsin shows Joe Biden ahead. There's another recent poll in Wisconsin that shows them tied. The point is, it's all on the line. And people are going to take a very, very strong impression from the opening of this debate. And clearly, I was mentioning before that whenever you want a successful strategy for a televised debate, you have to concentrate on a lesson, on one message, one thing that you're trying to get across. And clearly, President Trump has signaled to everybody. The message he's going to get across is that the Democratic Party has gone crazy. It is socialist. They burn American flags. They tear down statues. They are incredibly deferential to people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and people who are on the extreme left. And that Joe Biden is too weak, too old, too incapacitated to stand up to those crazy Democrats. That he will be, as President Trump has said many times, a Trojan horse. I believe that's going to be President Trump's message, which puts Joe Biden on the defensive. And Joe Biden's message? I believe his message is probably going to be, and probably should be, look, we need to heal our country. We need to bring people together. We need a more of a unifying force. President Trump can't provide that. I can. The difficulty, of course, for the Biden campaign is that if the focus of the campaign is all on Joe Biden, what can he do? How capable is he? Then, of course, he's open for that huge Trump war chest to be taking all kinds of shots at him between now and Election Day, which is coming up in just a little more than a month. Isn't that amazing? And there will be plenty of other debates as well. I suspect that Vice President Pence, who is very good at the debate format, he's shown that in the past, will do very well in their debate on October 7th against Kamala Harris. We were expecting Doug Schoen. He's somebody, I don't even know how he's voting this time. He's a Democrat for almost all of his life, worked for Bill Clinton, worked for the former New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg, has an international polling and consulting firm, but he's also deeply concerned about the end of democracy, as he puts it. He has a new book called The End of Democracy, Russia and China on the Rise, America in Retreat. Part of the question for Americans would be, if you agree that America has been in retreat, who's the best choice to reverse that retreat? That will also be on the docket for the debate tonight, even though they're not specifically going into foreign policy. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Here's a special discount just for being a MedHead annual member. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Right now,
the coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Some of the Democratic reaction to the New York Times story about Trump's taxes is way over the top and, frankly, could only help President Trump. Really, it could. To give you some example, let me play this clip 17. The Democratic senator from Ohio, crucial swing state, Sherrod Brown. And a lot of people wanted Sherrod Brown to run for president. He was considered a prospect, but he decided not to join that fray with more than 20 candidates. But Sherrod Brown suggests that somehow the scandal of Trump's taxes, and the scandal really is nothing illegal, apparently, but a lot of tax-free years for a very wealthy guy. And Sherrod Brown somehow tries to link this to the charges of Russian collusion. Listen, that's clip 17.
Most American banks won't quit. They quit financing Trump years ago. He turned to Deutsche Bank, and Deutsche Bank is an outlier and an outlaw among many of the world's banks and the world's legitimate banks. And Trump is clearly, there's something that Putin has on Trump. We hear everything ranging from sex tapes to huge debt videos, huge money, as Kamala Harris pointed out. A lot of money he owes to somebody. And I mean, so clearly some things are going on there, and we should know what they are. Trump clearly doesn't want the public to know.
Okay, the idea of sex tapes, I think that has been successfully debunked. I don't believe that to be true, and it's silly that Democrats are going back to that. What is a little bit more serious is part of the New York Times story is that Trump owes $421 million, and they're pretty precise on that number, that would be coming due, at least $300 million of it, during his second term. Which raises the possibility of who knows who he owes the money to, but whoever it is, foreclosing on some of his properties while he's president. Now, they can't foreclose on the White House. That's not his property. But that is part of the situation. The overstatement by Senator Brown saying Putin must have something on Trump, again, it's like Jeff Daniels. Jeff Daniels is playing James Comey in a miniseries providing the James Comey version of the Comey-Trump interaction. And Brendan Gleeson is playing President Trump without the charm that Alec Baldwin brought to the role. But Jeff Daniels came on MSNBC, this is clip 14, to address Trump voters. Listen.
It's Trump's Republican Party, and they are clinging to that like it's the Titanic heading to the iceberg, and it's their last stand. It's the last stand of the Republican Party. And a lot of the people in this country, and I live around a bunch of them, think that that party still exists. And I think days like yesterday, with the tax returns starting to come out, we're starting to see a president who is doing everything he possibly can, including lying about the pandemic, to stay out of jail. That's who you're voting for, is a president who's heading to prison. And if I'm wrong, I guess we're going to find out. But it's so obvious. If the Trump administration were a movie, a script, they would kick it back because the villain is too obvious.
Okay. The Trump is heading to jail? In other words, you can think he's a villain, but this is worse because it said not chanting a slogan like lock her up about Hillary Clinton. That was lamentable, but this is also lamentable. There have been no criminal charges that anyone has made against President Trump. The impeachment effort failed. No one mentions impeachment. And by the way, I'm virtually certain it won't be mentioned in the debate tonight, unless President Trump mentions it and mentions that the Democrats are so extreme in their opposition to him that they spent literally months that the United States could have been preparing for the pandemic. Because remember, they only voted on impeachment in January of this year. And now we're all supposed to forget about it. The overreaction to the tax story. There are actors, anchors, talking heads, pundits who all talk about Trump going to jail. Listen to some of them express that point of view in clip 13.
I mean, I guess just a blunt question is, do you think Trump could end up going to jail if he is not reelected because of anything in here?
No question about it. And his daughter could go to jail, too.
There is a non-trivial chance that if Donald Trump loses the election, he can't find some way to stay in office, that he ends up living out the rest of his days in prison.
He was fighting so hard to be reelected, not only because he wanted to be reelected, but also because he's worried that if he's not reelected, he could actually face jail time.
He may actually be the first sitting president to go from the White House straight to prison.
Look, it's important to him that people feel he's rich, but it's even more important to him that he doesn't spend the rest of his life in prison.
Okay, this is just extreme and frankly help the Democratic cause. It just doesn't. Because, look, the way it works is before you go to prison, you have to be investigated, indicted, and then tried. And most people do not, even if there is tax fraud, and there's nothing in the president's tax returns, even as reported by the New York Times, that screams out tax fraud. In other words, even the New York Times says in their coverage, there's nothing about this that appears to be illegal. What could happen to President Trump, the worst that could happen would be that the refund that he got, which was a refund for $78.9 million, that refund could be disallowed, in which case he would have to return the money with interest and penalties. But the idea of prison for tax fraud, that has to be that you were deliberately, and again, I don't know of many people who serve life sentences for tax fraud. And all of this shows such a discombobulated hatred for the president. And by the way, he got a better response at a rally he did in Middletown, Pennsylvania. This is clip 10, where he got a very important endorsement from the Fraternal Order of Police representative. Listen.
You, sir, have never turned your back on America's law enforcement. So, sir, I am here to tell you that on behalf of America's largest law enforcement organization, rank-and-file police organization, we give you our unanimous and enthusiastic endorsement, and we will not turn our back on you.
They don't expect that they're going to carry him off to jail to serve a life term, in other words. Meanwhile, there is a film, and it's a very controversial film. Of course, it's produced by Dinesh D'Souza. It's a film about Iranian extremism and the Middle East, and an unsuspecting American who's victimized by it. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A Christian blogger played by Jim Caviezel of The Passion of the Christ plans a trip to the Middle East, but his wife, Claudia Carvan, thinks that's a terrible idea. In Infidel, now playing in select theaters and soon available on various streaming platforms.
He is the one that says, go to Cairo, talk about the faith. You're not suspicious? I'm asking you, don't go.
I will call you.
Well, he's kidnapped in Cairo by Hezbollah terrorists and then taken to Iran, where he's mercilessly tortured. Loosely based on true stories of Americans victimized by the Islamic Republic, the film is well made, capably acted, but brutal to watch. Rated R for graphic scenes of torture and death. From political analyst and rebel filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, this thriller never puts politics front and center. 2.5 stars for the watchable, but sometimes over-the-top, Infidel. And on the Michael Medved show, tomorrow there will be a great deal of discussion, no doubt, about the debate. One of the subjects we will also discuss tomorrow, regardless of whether they bring it up in the debate, I think they probably won't, is the subject of reparations. There are now a bunch of members of the Democratic body in Congress who are demanding reparations right now, saying we can't wait any longer. This is an explosive issue. It is wildly unpopular. It could help tilt the election. And it's worth considering. We'll do that next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.